KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Eddie Hughes, along with my co-host, Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, and Sports Report producer, Kevin Kirsten. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're excited to have a couple very special interviews. We've got Fresno State point guard Cesar Guerrero and former All-American catcher for the baseball team, Giuseppe Chiaramonte. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding.
So Fresno State Magazine came out this week. Exciting story on Cesar Guerrero, the senior point guard from Fresno State who's just about to graduate. That's kind of what the story focuses on. He had a challenging time his junior year academically, and he's overcome some things on and off the court. So the story kind of delves into his 17 games he missed as a junior, how that affected the program, and then how it kind of transitioned in his own mind the importance of academics. And now he's on pace to be the first in his family to get a college degree in just a couple weeks now at Fresno State commencement. So it's an exciting story. It's an inspiring story, and hopefully readers will really get that out of reading the piece. We've also got a video online, www.fresnostate.edu/magazine. People can check out the video and hear some words from Cesar, but we've got a really exciting thing new to the show today. It's the full interview with Cesar Guerrero. When I went out to write the story, I sat down with him in the Save Mart Center after a practice, a really candid interview, long form. So you'll get to hear everything he says about how he overcame his challenges academically and the advice his mom gave him and his brother gave him along the way.
You know, he's going to be the first one, you said, in his family to get a degree. So that's a pretty big deal. You know, I could relate to that being a first generation student as well. So the story was really interesting to me to listen to. And then you get to hear his personal perspective of the adversity they had overcome to get to the point he's at today.
Yeah, about 70% of Fresno State students are first generation students. So I think it's something a lot of people can relate to. Seize the Moment, that's the headline. His nickname is Seize. C-E-E-Z, and I got that from his Twitter. Seize the Moment was a hashtag he had used on Twitter. I thought it was a really cool hashtag to roll with. And he talked about Twitter too. President Joseph Castro, who is also a first-generation student, had given Cesar some advice along the way. He followed him on Twitter at one point. Cesar took notice of that. And then one of the funny parts of the story, he talks about President Castro tweeting him after Cesar hit a buzzer-beating three-pointer at San Diego State. President Castro tweeted him and said, "Holy Cesar," with an exclamation point. So he really got a kick out of that, and it's fun to hear him talk about that, which you can hear in the interview that we'll play for you now.
Tell me about your career at Fresno State. What brought you here in the first place?
You know, at first it was Coach Schwartz and Coach Rodney Terry, and they brought me here to be the floor general and brought me here to, you know, mature and be a better person in my life. You know, that's what I came here to do, and I feel like I'm accomplished that with the 4 years I've been here.
You obviously, you're at Oklahoma State your first year. What made you want to leave? Did I hear that you wanted to be closer to home?
Well, yeah, that was the initial thing, to come home and be closer to my mom. You know, I got the privilege of doing that through her tough times. Still to this moment, I mean, she's still supporting me and still always there for me. You know, it's something that's always been very challenging to not have my mom close. But she's not too far. She's not too close. So I don't have to be running home every weekend, you know. So it's something great.
Where does your mom live at now?
She lives in Huntington Park, California. I would say 2 miles away from East Los Angeles.
Okay.
Southeast of Los Angeles, you know, it's like, how I would say, a Chicano type of city, you know, but it's a very nice city as well. I don't like going back home because there's nothing for me to go back home to because it's very dangerous, but for the most part, kind of glad I got out of the ghetto, you know, over here trying to live my dream.
Yeah, I mean, Fresno, it sounds like a little bit of similarities there.
Oh, definitely.
Hispanic population here too, on campus as well.
Well, that's another reason why I came over here too, because of the Hispanic community over here, and I knew there'd be a large sum of people, you know, riding the wave and riding the Hispanic wave, and I thought it was really cool, and there being a lot of Hispanic people over here as well.
Are you the first in your family on track to graduate from college?
Yes, I am the first of my family to ever graduate from college. And, you know, that's, my brother always told me he can't have me in this role without education. And he's kind of forced that on me. And it's kind of helped me grow up as well. So it's something that's it's nice, you know, to have an education, have it plastered on your wall when you have a house and, you know, you're over there with your kids and your kids come and, you know, you're a Fresno State alum and they want to go to the same school. So, you know, hopefully that happens later on in life. But for now, I'm just focused on basketball and getting that degree, which I'm really close to. And, you know, I talked to my advisor today and, you know, he said I'm on track to graduate. So that's the best feeling to ever hear that and have all your classes set. And all you need to do is just pass them and that's it.
Graduate in May then?
Yes, sir.
Cool. What's your major?
Philosophy.
Talk about what drew you to that field.
Well, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, you know, just always questioning something. So it was just a little interesting to me. And the person that got me into it was, had class with, I would say, Braden Anderson. Mm-hmm. And he talked about it. And I was just like, what are you talking about? You know, like, they're like, oh, what's void? And, you know, it's just something that it's hard to understand, but you play around with like words and stuff like that. It's just, you know, it's something funny.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you probably have plans to pursue basketball after college.
Definitely. You're
probably gonna have some opportunities there. Is that the goal for you right now?
Oh, definitely. That's first and foremost. I mean, I wanna, whatever opportunity arises, I wanna take advantage of it. And then I want to do what Coach Wainwright does, you know, help out kids from rural areas, you know, and help them achieve their dreams and, you know, help them, you know, in the basketball area where, you know, I have a lot of knowledge in and I have experience. So I would want to help people, little kids, you know, just reach their dreams. And, you know, just like Robitello helped me, Wainwright helped me, Coach Terry helped me, Coach Schwartz, everybody was right beside me as well as my academic advisor. You know, I want to help people who are in need.
Talk about what ways they helped you, what challenges you faced, and how they helped you to overcome those.
Just the challenges, just academically, you know, I was very, you know, at first, when I first came here, all I cared about was basketball. And, you know, I thought basketball lasts forever, but it doesn't, you know. What lasts forever is your education and having that paper, that degree on your hand and, you know, using it to your advantage. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I finally understood once I started getting older and they started telling me to mature and understand that basketball, you know, it's not just basketball. You need a degree. You need something to fall back on. And, you know, I'm kind of happy I finally understood. And even though it took me a year or two to understand, I finally understand now, and I understand the wealth that comes from having a degree and being able to go to a, you know, just say a coaching job interview and say, look, I graduated from Fresno State. You know, Fresno State's a great school, you know, agriculturally, you know, it has a lot of Hispanics around, and, you know, it's great to be around, you know, it's a great city.
What do you think changed since you first got here that made you care more about the academics as well?
Well, just Mr. Robitello helped me a lot. My academic advisor, Coach Terry, Coach Wainwright, Coach Schwartz, they've all helped me, you know, finally understand that education is a key piece, and especially for what I want to be further along in my life, is become a coach and help out, like, you know, little kids and be in this stage as well and do what Coach Terry, Coach Wainwright, and all of them are doing, is helping out kids to achieve their dreams. And hopefully I get to sit in, you know, in seats like these and on the sideline and help out kids to achieve their dream and help them win in life.
Have you met President Castro before?
I've met him once, and you know, he's a great guy to talk to, and, you know, him being Hispanic, he followed me on Twitter, and it was pretty cool. You know, I think it was after the San Diego State game where I hit that last second shot to force it into overtime, and he said, "Holy Caesar," you know, and it was something great, you know. It was see your President Castro do something like that, and, you know, he notices you, and he does a great job with the whole school and the whole community. You know, the time I have talked to him, he's only had positive things to say and said that he's really proud of me of making it out of where I made it up, and you know, just keep on striving forward and be bold and, you know, just be a great student and a great student athlete.
Yeah, you mentioned be bold. I know one of his other big taglines is academics, athletics, rising together.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like, you know, it describes your story a little bit too. Do you think that's a good message for just students in general here at Fresno State?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, just him having so much care with academics as well as athletics. I mean, it's great. You know, it's great to have. And he's Hispanic, right? Yeah, he's Hispanic, so. It's great to see somebody in the Hispanic world really have an impact on people's lives. And he's really trying to have an impact on everybody's life because, you know, it is a really diverse school. We have really, really, you know, we have a lot of races in this school, and it's not just one particular race. And it's great to have, you know, because you get to know certain people's stories. You get to know certain people's race. And I think they do a great job of it over here. They do a great job of, you know, putting academics first, always having meetings in, you know, the new South North Gym 118, you know, always having meetings, and Castro always being open to hearing what needs to happen in Fresno State to improve. And so he does a great job of it. And, you know, I've gone to a couple of them, and I've been wanting to ask some questions, but hopefully I get to talk to him one-on-one to see if I can say some stuff, you know. But no, but for the most part, he's doing a great job here, as well as Jim Barco in the athletic department, the new AD, as well as Robitello. Those guys, you know, after every game, you know, they tell me, I'm proud of you, you know. And that's pretty, it's great to have, because they understand the difficult things that have happened in my life and the difficult things that I've had to go through. And just to see me overcome them and then be by my side, it's been a great experience.
If you're comfortable talking about it, what would you say is the biggest challenge you have overcome?
I think it was the academics. I think just me finally caring about academics was, you know, the part that was pretty tough for me, because it was just pure basketball, embedded in my mind. And finally, just really understanding that academics could take you a long way, and your body's gonna, you know, shrivel down and be an old man and walk in a cane, and your brain's always gonna, you know, if you keep it healthy, read books and do all that stuff, it's always gonna stay there. So that's just the best thing about it. And just finally, you know, having them tell me that, look, academics go a long way, having that degree plastered on your wall goes a long way in life.
How did it feel last year when you had to sit out those games?
I felt like I let down a lot of people due to the fact that I let down my family, I let down my teammates and everybody. And it was a very difficult time to overcome, because I was away from the team. You know, like I had to do like about 16 study hall hours, and it was just, you know, really, really crazy. But luckily I overcame that, and I finally understood, you know, academics is something that I have to do to graduate. And, you know, it's something that's helped me along the way.
So you said you met with your advisor today. Have you had a chance yet to tell your family, to tell your mom that you're on track to graduate? Or do they already know that? Or
Well, I told my brother right after I met with him. And he said that's his holiday, because me being the first person out of the family is something that, you know, everybody's been waiting for. Even though he's been successful in the area that he's been, you know, just being like a worker for the city, he's still, you know, he's happy that he didn't have to put me through college, because it's really expensive, especially now with the cost of attendance and stuff like that. But luckily, I put myself in the position to have college paid for, and you know, use athletics as a forefront for me to get through in life and be a better man. And my mom is a Spanish speaking person, and I told her in Spanish, and she was crying with all the hard times that we've gone through. She's very excited, and very excited for tomorrow, for senior night tomorrow, and very excited for graduation.
Will she be here for senior night?
Yes, she will. She'll be here for senior night, and that'll be a great day tomorrow.
What advice has she given you along the way?
She told me in Spanish, ponte las pilas. She said, put on the batteries, you know? She told me, you better get the batteries going, because if not, then, you know, your batteries are going to be gone, and you're going to be dead, and something like that. You know, just it's just a figure of speech and saying that, you know, you got to get things going, because you're going to lose your opportunities. So Alan's been one that runs through my mind a lot. And even through tough times, you know, I wanted to give up, but I just kept on hearing that. It's just like, turn on the batteries, man. You got to turn them on. You got to turn yourself on. And it's helped me along the way.
Dr. Castro himself, he's a first-generation graduate. I am too. I know there's like 70% of students at Fresno State.
I've seen the statistic.
I mean, is that something you're proud of, to say you're part of the sort of that movement of younger people that are getting, you know, becoming the first in the family, changing their family trajectories, maybe?
Definitely. I feel really proud of it, because I have nieces and nephews following in my footsteps. You know, they want to graduate, they want to go to college, and they want to experience what I experienced, and that's college. And you only get college once in a lifetime. You know, it's not like if you could experience it. I mean, you could experience it when you're older, but it's not the same. And it's not the same with the trials and tribulations and like, you know, going through the freshman 15, you know, going through that or going through the senioritis, you know, the when you're a senior, you're just like, oh man, I'm already gonna graduate, just let me cool down. Like, no, like, you know, and going through the little bumps and bruises through sophomore and junior year, you know, it's just a fun experience, especially me coming here. It's been a great experience, and it's been one that I've gotten to learn from, and you know, it's gonna help me further my experience in life and further my endeavors in life.
You're playing your last game here tomorrow, you know, unless there's a postseason game here or something like that. But your last time in this building might be at the graduation ceremony. Mm-hmm. Are you planning to go to that? Is your family planning to come?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They said that's a holiday for them. So I guess what's graduation, May 22nd or something like that. It's towards the end of May, but I ain't missing that. I've came too far to miss that date. And, you know, I have plans of walking right here on this side of the stage and, you know, raising my hands and saying I did it.
For someone who's had a lot of thrills in this building, where is that going to rank?
Number one, easily, because it's something that none of my family has done, you know. And I'm first generation of graduating and, you know, gaining the experience that, I mean, education that I've finally understood is number one for me now. Basketball comes after because, I mean, you could only do so much with basketball, you know? I mean, playing wise. Teaching people and having them, you know, follow your footsteps and all that, you know, you could help them a long way. But education and having your degree and everything is something that means a lot. You know, I'm happy, you know, May 22nd or whenever it is, to have that degree and, you know, hand it to my brother, my mom, and my sister and be like, look, I did it for you guys.
Do you know, after basketball, what you want to do with that degree? I think you mentioned working with young people and...
Oh, yeah.
In some way.
Being a coach, helping young people fulfill their dream, especially, you know, Hispanic kids and African-Americans, you know, Caucasian, any kids, you know, just fulfill their dream and, you know, on the basketball court. And I want to be a life teacher, you know, just like the coach that we have and Coach Wainwright, him going through so many stuff. He's helped me along the way, too. And it's been special. It's been something that, you know, it's been a great ride. And I'm happy I get to end it here at Fresno State with all these great people.
You mentioned when you first came back, transferred back from Oklahoma State, you wanted to be there for your mom. How's she doing now? Is she doing well?
She's doing great. She's doing great. You know, we have eyes on her at all times, and you know everything's fine. She's a great influence in my life, and I wouldn't be here without her.
Does she get out to a lot of games, or?
She tries to. But, you know, she watches a lot of our games on TV, which is, you know, pretty big. Yeah. And she always tries to kiss the screen. And she's like, did you feel that kiss? I was like, no, I didn't. But, you know, I feel her spirit and I feel her always with me.
Anything else you want to add about your experience here?
It's just great. Fresno State's great. And I love the school. I love everybody. And thank you for always supporting me. Thanks to all the coaches, all the, you know, everybody who supported me throughout my career here. Thank you for everything that you've done. And from here on now, I won't let you guys down.
That was a conversation I had with Fresno State point guard Cesar Guerrero, who's on track to graduate in just a couple weeks here. Transitioning from that, we've got a huge baseball game coming up this weekend at Pete Biden Field. Now Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium. The stadium will officially be unveiled in Bob Bennett's honor, the legendary Fresno State coach. He'll be there on site with a lot of his former players, and all the festivities start tonight at 5:40 p.m. is the pregame ceremony where they'll unveil the new name of the stadium, the signage, and all the fanfare that goes with that. 6:05 p.m. is the first pitch against San Diego State, a big Mountain West Conference series, and a legendary Bulldog, catcher Giuseppe Chiaramonte, who played here from 1995 to 1997, joined us on the phone to talk about what Bob Bennett meant to him and to other former players as both a coach and a mentor at Fresno State. Here's what Giuseppe said. Giuseppe, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Talk to me a little bit about Bob Bennett, the legendary Fresno State baseball coach, and just what he meant to you as a player and as a student athlete at Fresno State.
Well, it was a twofold relationship with Coach Bennett. It was, number one, he was a mentor immediately when he stepped on the when I was recruited and then moved in, transitioned to the student athlete my freshman year. He took you under his wing, and then from there, really pushed you really to the limit of where and what you could achieve, and that was really what makes Bob Bennett, Coach Bennett, who he is. And as you're, you know, moving forward as that student athlete, he also expects you to succeed in the classroom. And that was really a key element because, like everything in baseball, you have to learn balance. And so you know, all those things kind of wrap up into this idea that Coach always had was integrity and being out there in the community, because really the people and the fans expect that. You know, each day you walk on the field, you're out there, you're interacting, and that family environment really created this place where you could call home. And that's for 3 years what you had. You had an environment where you had Coach Bennett mentoring you. You had Coach Bennett pushing you to your limits, but you also had Coach Bennett taking you under his wing as almost like a father figure for an 18 to a 21-year-old who needed that. You needed that, you know, time away where you're learning and maturing and finding out who you are. And he really molded me into the person I am today. So I have a lot to thank him for.
Did you realize when you were coming out of high school and he was recruiting you, did you realize what you were getting signing up to play for Bob Bennett, or is that something that you look back on now and appreciate even more today?
I appreciate it more today, being a part of the Fresno community and seeing just what impact he had. As a young 18-year-old, I had an idea that I was getting into a program where I could be proud of, and that I knew that it was an experience and a place that I could be extremely excited to play for, and that there was a lot of honor and prestige to it. But looking back now, it was the experience of being taken through a process of maturation that I needed at the time, and I think all players do, under a person that now is, you know, you know exactly what you got from there. He is a legend. He is who he is. And there's a reason why he's in the Baseball Coaching Hall of Fame. I mean, that's why he's there. It's Coach Bennett.
Obviously, you know, you've gone on to contribute greatly to society now with the Clovis Police Department. Talk about your job day to day and how that's going for you.
It's going really well. I found a community here in Clovis, just right in Fresno, that mirrors what I had experienced at Fresno State, because I see all the people and I get to interact with them. And I get to interact with them really in a very positive way, you know, and it's all those things that Coach Bennett always talked about. As an 18-year-old, I can remember him having his speeches after games or after practices about mental toughness, hard work, integrity, all those factors that police work. If you don't have those, you're not going to be very successful. So, you know, the Clovis Police Department, that's the expectation every day. And that's where I think things go really well, when you can just simply be who you are and go out and just work hard and be there for the community. And that's really what the expectation is. And so that's where it's always the connection between Coach Bennett kind of echoes through the years. It's an amazing process, an amazing thing that I got to be a part of. And I think all the players, from Zofsky to Lance Shublett to Brian Marsubian to Terrence Frazier, all these guys that are in the community echo, you know, we talk about it. You know, we have the experience of being part of Coach Bennett's legacy, and that's really it. We were a part of it, and now we're out, and we're having success because of that. So it's exciting.
You talk about some of the great names of mm-hmm. players past. Over 100 players under Bob Bennett went on to play professional baseball. You were one of those, drafted in the 5th round by the Giants. Yeah. Talk about your career going up through the system. I believe you even played for the Fresno Grizzlies for a bit there.
Well, the experience was being part of those guys always coming back. And so when Bobby Jones and those guys would come back and you would see them on the field, it made it real, it made it tangible, and it made it attainable. And that was one thing that I always found was, you know, your sophomore and junior year, you're like, hey, I have this dream of playing professional baseball. And Coach Bennett was the one that fostered that passion. He never said, hey, you know, I don't want to see you. And he's like, I want to see you attain whatever you can. And it was through that type of model that you could just kind of really work within really well, because you had those people coming back, influencing you, mentoring you as well, and saying, hey, this is what you're going to do, and this is what it's going to be like, and this is how you're going to be successful. So bringing all those people in and making them a part of the program, that was all, what it was all about. They're always a part of the program, kind of like now at 40 years old, I'm still part of the program because of Coach Bennett. Yeah, Coach Bennett is always there. He always makes you a part of it, and that's what pro ball was like. So when I came back to the Fresno Grizzlies, it was, I remember flying in, it was an amazing experience seeing and looking down and saying, I'm coming back home. You know, I get to see Coach Bennett, Coach Rupsich, Coach Burst, and I get to see the whole family that's there. It's the same people in the stands. It's going to be Sugar Bear, you know, the Gats family. It's going to be John Longstaff. It's going to be these people that I see and know, and they're going to be ready for me. It's going to be, it was awesome.
I assume you'll be there tonight for Bob Bennett's honor. Any other players you've heard from who are also making the trip to be in attendance?
Well, yeah, you know, it's really great because we have that group text message still, and Jeff Prieto, his grandson, has done a great job of bringing us all this back together and say, hey, you know, keep us informed. And so you're going to have everybody from the hometown, like Frazier and Hosey and, Shevlet and all those guys that are hometown, Brian Marsupian, all the hometown guys, and I've heard other guys are coming in. So we'll see. I'm really excited to be on the field and see everybody. Todd Johnson, I mean, another great catcher, Matt Curtis, all those guys that have been so integral to making this the program it was under Coach Bennett's leadership. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited for tonight.
What's your best on-field memory at Fresno State?
My best on-field memory probably was in the off-season. And it's funny because we used to have a league that we would do, and it was a blue versus red type of league, and we would pick teams, and then there's no coaches on the field. And that was the time where we would interact, and then Coach Bennett would be underneath in his office, and there's a window, and we would know he would be watching us. We know he would be looking and overseeing everything we did, and it was just that moment that I knew that we were in the right hands. And that was every year, it just, you knew, and then you would get off the field and there would be some notes or some things you need to work on. Bennett was always there. Bennett was the architect, and you never strayed very far away from not only the learning process, but also the process of working hard, because he would be noticing everything you do. And that was, for me, very comforting as a player to know that he was going to be there for you.
Now, I believe you also held the single-season home run record for a while, 26 home runs in 1997. How did it feel when you saw Tommy Mendoza beat that?
It was actually really gratifying because Lance Shevlet came. I remember the transition phase and the realization of what was going on at Fresno State, because it's a big thing, and it's a really neat honor to have, and it's an accomplishment. And I know the feeling quite well, so to feel it again through what he was going through, I took a lot of pleasure out of it. I just had a blast watching a young man have that same experience, have that same honor, and it's like reliving it. And I see how that takes you through that process. It's kind of like right now, you know, going through the process of being a part of Fresno State and talking to you, even here, you know, I'm, 40 years old and having my career, and I have 3 children and a family, and I get to go back and have that moment again and, you know, be a part of it. So I'm just so thankful and so appreciative of that. So, and I know he was too, and he's such a great person that you're just so happy for him. So that's what it was. It was just experiencing it with him.
I know it must be a time of a lot of nostalgia for you. And just to have a little bit of fun, if you're putting together a team of Bob Bennett's all-time greatest players, who's in that starting lineup?
Well, you got to have Zofsky for sure. You got to have Benny Reynoso, who was a phenomenal. That's going to be tough because either you're going to put him at second base or shortstop. At first base, so you have Shevlet in the outfield. You would have even Jason Wood with the speed. Tommy Goodwin, I mean, you got to have him in either left or center because he's going to track down everything and then steal bases for you. Behind the plate, you're going to have Matt Curtis, Todd Johnson, and probably Coach Bennett because he was a catcher at Fresno State. So you would have that. And hopefully myself would be there somewhere. On the hill, I would have Jeff Weaver. I would have, for sure, starting one of the – I've never caught anybody. He was just a phenomenally gifted, great pitcher. And then I would have third base. I would have, gosh, there's so many great third basemen to come through the program. And then I would have, obviously, Steve Hosey pounding the baseball into the gap and over the fence. Same with Terrence Frazier. The list goes on. I could keep going with these names. But that's Bobby Jones on the hill. I have Bobby Jones on the hill as well. Well, that would be him and Jeff Weaver. So those are some of the names I would start throwing out right away. I missed a ton of them, so I apologize to the guys that I did.
No, it sounds like an awesome team, a great list of All-Americans. And we appreciate your time with us here today. And just want to thank you for your service to the community and representing Fresno State well.
Oh, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye.
That was Giuseppe Chiaramonte, one of the great all-time Bulldog baseball players who played from 1995 to 1997. Of course, a lot of fans will remember Giuseppe's special 1997 All-American season when he had 26 home runs, 72 RBIs, was the 5th-round pick of the San Francisco Giants, and he recently was honored as Clovis Police Officer of the Year, which is pretty cool to see how he's giving back to the community today. Again, reminding all the fans, tonight, Pete Biden Field will officially be renamed Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium. Bob Bennett will be on hand with a lot of his former players, family, friends, everyone who wants to come support. Let's make sure we fill the stadium to properly honor him. And it'll be a great Mountain West series between Fresno State and San Diego State. Fresno State just a half game out of first place right now, battling to finish strong and try to get into the NCAA tournament. So it's an important series, but it's also meaningful in that it's honoring the legacy of Bob Bennett.
Just get out to the park and support your dogs, would you? Go Bulldogs.
Thanks again to our special guests, Cesar Guerrero and Giuseppe Chiaramonte. And of course, our official co-host, Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, and Sports Report producer, Kevin Kirsten. Thanks for being with us this morning, and please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for another Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.